What is this? Just out of curiosity.
This looks like something I would use to charge my phone.
So the NSA is selling these for $20,000.
This is Ryan Montgomery, a renowned white hat hacker celebrated for his ethical approach to cybersecurity. You might have seen him in the viral Sean Ryan podcast or caught his fascinating session on PBD's recent podcast. What you're about to see will urge you to think twice about where you charge your phone and whose charger you use. Watch this critical excerpt from the PBD podcast.
I'm going to show you what it does, but it can monitor your keystrokes, so you can put this in line in between your...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you can put this in line in between your keyboard and your computer. I can put this in straight into your phone. I can leave it there and come back later. This thing has its own Wi-Fi network that I connect to inside of this. And then if you were to, like, you can match this up to yours and see it's absolutely identical.
100% same thing.
Yeah, so if you didn't have that little orange thing on there, you'd easily lose that.
Wow.
This device may look like a simple USB charger, but it's far more complex than it appears. Embedded within the plastic casing is a Wi-Fi chip and a miniature computer, as explained by Ryan. Perhaps this explains why the NSA sells these devices for $20,000. Watch closely as Ryan demonstrates to Patrick what this seemingly innocuous, unconnected cable can achieve.
I'm gonna plug this into USB-C, which, you know, you can pick whatever one you want. That's plugged into USB-C. This side, I'm not gonna connect to anything. I could charge my phone with it, I could do whatever I want with it, but what I'm gonna do is on my phone, I'm gonna go to Wi-Fi, I'm gonna click OMG. Now I just created a network from this cable that's plugged in.
We don't have an OMG network here.
No.
Okay.
Nope, and this is not plugged into anything.
Okay.
So this is creating a Wi-Fi network.
Yep.
I'm gonna go to it in my browser. And then I have an interface here that I can connect with. So I'm gonna go in the file menu, I'm gonna load payload one. There we go. All right, so ready? Now I'm gonna hit build and run, which I could be very far away from the computer. This is just showing an example of it. See how fast that's typing?
What's it doing?
It's typing PBD podcast and 0 day was here.
Get out of
here. So that could have been anything.
That
could have been a malicious command. That could have been a virus that it downloaded. That could have been anything that I wanted it to be. And I have now remote control over this cable that if I plug right into my phone, watch. Plug it into my phone.
Charges.
Charging. You would have no idea that this implant is in your house.
If this demonstration didn't scare you, I don't know what will. I know it scares me. Think about how often we charge our phones using public charging stations in malls, airports, or other places when we're low on battery. We rarely hesitate, do we? But what is coming is even more frightening than you might imagine. This has happened to anyone who has ever watched adult films at least once. What you're about to hear next is very concerning. Let's listen to John McAfee, who tragically passed away on June 23, 2021, under suspicious circumstances in a Spanish prison cell. May he rest in peace.
While you are watching your phone is watching you. This is just a fact of life. The operating system is designed specifically to watch you, listen to you, find out where you are in order to help you. It needs to know who your friends are. It needs to know what you're saying in your text messages. It needs to listen to you sometimes. And so you're looking at your phone and you have all of these facilities, but it is the world's greatest spy device, designed as a spy device.
Now, before we delve into what happens when you click on an adult movie, let's first understand who John McAfee is, for those unfamiliar. McAfee, the inventor of antivirus software, knows a thing or two about cybersecurity, having once hacked the US government, an action that landed him in hot water as widely reported in the media. Later in this video, he will share insights on how any cell phone can be hacked within 30 minutes and offer tips on how to protect yourself. Now, let's hear him explain the immediate consequences of clicking on adult films. As McAfee points out, nothing is free, especially not on these platforms, which monetize user interactions in ways you might not expect.
Now, something that you may not know is that over half of all smartphones, both iOS and Android, are infected with keystroke logging software. This is a known fact. Every pornography site in the world. If you have ever, I'm sure nobody here has ever looked at pornography, but if you have, if there's a rare exception, then you have keystroke locking software. How do you think they make their money? See, this is the issue. It costs millions of dollars to maintain these massive databases and have the bandwidth to disperse this pornography. And yet, you don't pay. Yes, you are paying. The instant you visit the site, if you have an Android, for example, the site runs a JavaScript which sets the download unauthorized application flag. The very first video that you watch, you now, because that's a click through, you clicked, you did something, said, yes, oh, good, that's yes, I'll do that. Downloads, first and foremost, a remote rooting function. If it's an iPhone, a remote jailbreaking program. All can be remotely rooted now. After it's rooted, they download a keylogger, and all this takes just a matter of seconds. And from that point on, somebody is watching every single one of your keystrokes. And the Russian cyber mafia and the Chinese cyber mafia are so powerful, they pay literally hundreds of millions of dollars to these pornography sites to allow them to access your smartphone so that at some point they can utilize that. So, something to think about.
This stark reality, confirmed by cybersecurity research, underscores the sheer pervasiveness of these threats. Recent studies have shown that 1 in 10 devices are subjected to some form of malware attack per year, with devices accessing adult content at 3 times the risk. The mechanisms of these attacks are often hidden in plain sight, disguised as harmless pop-ups or mandatory updates. This exploitative strategy not only breaches individual privacy, but also sets a precedent for broader security vulnerabilities. Consider the scenario with the FBI and Apple. If we are so vulnerable to attacks from a simple website visit, imagine the implications of legally mandated backdoors in our devices. Now, as we delve into how any device can be hacked with seemingly minimal effort, remember, the tools used by malicious hackers are sometimes no more sophisticated than those proposed for law enforcement. We stand on a precipice where our personal devices, once thought secure, could be turned against us with just a few lines of code. Let's now consider the profound implications of this vulnerability. The FBI's request to Apple to alter its software to bypass security checks opens a Pandora's box. Once such software exists, it can be misused on any device, not just the one in question. John McAfee is about to detail how simple this process can be, risking his standing at the time within the world hackers community. It's imperative that we grasp not only the ease with which these systems can be manipulated, but also the potential consequences of such actions. He brings decades of cybersecurity expertise and a controversial past that underscores his deep understanding of these issues.
These devices are computers, whether it's an Android phone, an iOS phone, or whatever. Inside is a processor, which is a computer. The instruction set, which is the iOS and all the applications that you run, and the memory in which you store your data. Now, let's take the FBI case. The FBI wants Apple to change their software so that it removes the check for security, so that we don't check for security anymore. Once it has that software, it can use that software on any phone. But they say they only need it for one phone. So I'm going to tell the world exactly how we do this. Now, I'll probably lose my admission to the world hackers community. However, I'm going to tell you, you need a hardware engineer and a software engineer. The hardware engineer takes the phone apart, and it copies the instruction set, which is the iOS and applications, and your memory. And then you run a piece of a program called a disassembler, which takes all the ones and zeros and gives you readable instructions. Then the coder sits down and he reads through. And what he's looking for is the first access to the keypad, because that's the first thing you're doing when you input your pad. It'll take half an hour. When you see that, then he reads the instructions for where in memory this secret code is stored. It is that trivial. A half an hour. The FBI knows this. Apple knows this. And this is not an indictment of Apple. Any computer, and this is a computer, any computer that falls into someone's hands, well, anybody can do it, which is why corporate data centers keep their computers locked up, and which is why we ought to keep our own phones locked up. It's not an indictment of Apple. Any computer, any software, whether it's Android, Apple, or what have you, can be done. We can do this with any machine. And it is a half-hour job. The FBI knows this. And if it does not, we are in deep trouble. Deep trouble. Because it should know this. Now, in either case, if they don't know it, well, that's tragic. If they do know it, then they are deceiving the American public and Apple and everyone else by asking for a universal key. Mm-hmm. So in either case, we are in deep trouble. America, please get a clue here.
In the last few years of his life, John McAfee delved deeply into the underpinnings of cybersecurity, choosing to expose the full extent of his knowledge on the subject. Many of his assertions about hacking and digital surveillance have proven accurate, positioning him as one of the earliest whistleblowers to shed light on these clandestine practices. His outspoken stance serves as a potent reminder of the necessity for all of us to be well-informed about the technology we use daily. It's crucial to understand not just the features marketed to us, but also the underlying mechanisms and potential vulnerabilities of our devices. By doing so, we can better safeguard our personal information against the growing threats in the digital world. Now let's hear the last part.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing, everybody in this room should educate yourself about these little devices everyone is holding up and carrying, because they truly are spy devices. You have people, I mean, I've even heard people at Google say that if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Well, I've never heard anything crazier. And who among us has nothing to hide? I'm serious. It's not do you have something to hide, but what is it that you're trying to hide and from whom? Think about this. Everyone exercises a different degree of privacy hundreds or sometimes thousands of times per day. I just met you. I'm not likely right now, especially with everybody watching, to tell you the intimate details of my life.
All right. That wraps up our exploration into the complex world of cybersecurity and hacking. I hope you found this presentation enlightening and that it's given you a better understanding of the digital risks we face every day. If you enjoyed the video, please give it a like and consider subscribing for more discussions like this. Make sure to check out the full interview with Ryan Montgomery on the PBD podcast. Also, don't miss Patrick Bet-David's interview with John McAfee. It's quite the story. During their session, some unexpected visitors arrived, and things got pretty intense. It's a must-watch for the sheer courage Patrick showed. You'll find all the necessary links in the video description below.